Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. We're joined by the new head coach of West Fork Boys Basketball, Abe Mask, as boys basketball for the Warhawks getting set to begin this 2024-2025 season. And, Coach, your thoughts taking on this new position?
Excitement, I think, is probably the biggest thing that describes it. I've been with the program for the last couple of years as an assistant. Getting this opportunity was something that I was extremely excited about. I'm excited for the season coming up. I'm excited for what we're going to be able to do and accomplish and to continue the tradition here at West Fork.
And having been an assistant for a while, how that helps the transition for players, having a familiar face and a familiar leader taking over the program?
Well, one of the biggest things you've got to have with your players is a good relationship. And that relationship has been developed over the last couple of years. They're familiar with me. They're familiar with how I coach. I think overall the things that I'm capable of doing in my knowledge background. But from my side of it as the coach, I know the players. I know what they're capable of. I know the work they've put in. I know their strengths. I know their weaknesses, so I know where we need to spend the time, whether off-season or to start this season, so that we can head into this season on a strong note and have a successful one.
As this team is coming off a sub-state final appearance a year ago, your excitement on how the off-season has gone, picking up where you left off from that?
Our kids coming back, the greatest asset they had was they got to compete day in and day out for the last several years with that group of seniors that we had last year. That group of seniors have been quite talented. We knew that for several years. We were just short of getting down to the ultimate goal, which was down to the state. But this group has benefited from that work. So taking that experience and knowing that they were a part of that, the development, the work that was put in, I think while they may not have a ton of court experience at the varsity level, they do have the experience of competing against some of the very best.
What the off-season has programmed look like for the Warhawks is you have a lot of multi-sport athletes on this basketball team.
We do. And I think one of the strengths of the coaches here at West Fork is we all work together. We try to accommodate the player schedules with the in-sports seasons that they're in. But basketball is something that the kids love, so we provide the opportunities in the off-season to do it. We have a program in the spring, last spring, and we've done it for the last couple of years. It's called the Hurricane, North Iowa Hurricane. And it's just West Fork boys basketball players that go out and, I guess, compete in AAU tournaments. And then the summer program starts where we have the lifting during the week, as well as open gyms and different skills and drills, and then also attending different team camps or tournaments.
The support you felt from the community stepping into this new position?
Great support. The support from the community and the parents, I have a great relationship with them, and that just ties right back to the school. Having been at West Fork, quite a few years prior to this and getting to know a lot of the parents and the community members has really been a benefit. My kids, all five of my kids have graduated from West Fork. So getting to know the teachers through that support, the administration, and just kind of having a good head on your shoulders to work with the kids and demand high expectations, but to do it in the right way. So the support from the school and the community is outstanding, not just for myself, but for our school and our program.
What the first couple weeks of practice are going to look like for this team as you get back into the basketball groove here?
Getting into the groove is going to be obviously conditioning, getting ourselves conditioned. We're going to have to change a little bit of our style. We know we can score points. We know we have the offensive skilled players that are going to be able to score the points, whether it's a two-point bucket or if it's a three-point bucket. But one thing that we knew coming in that we needed to address was defense. We need to make ourselves fearful defensive team, a team that brings pressure, that plays with pressure and intensity from the very start to the end. We're going to do some things differently defensively where it's going to be mixed. It could be mixed with some pretty intense half to full court man-to-man. It could be mixed with some pressing or different zones. But we're going to take the talent that we're provided and we're going to put it in a nice little package that's going to be very defensive minded, but also knowing that defense will lead to our offense. Our first couple weeks are really going to be focused in that area.
Some of the players you have coming back that you're excited about to step into some leadership roles for this team.
Our senior group has been the ones that have benefited from playing against the talent they've had the last few years. And as juniors last year, some of them got a little bit of time here and there. They just didn't get quite the time that I think they hoped for. And at times, maybe we should have potentially used them with, but they're coming in with a lot of experience. We've got a strong senior group that's going to be led by Xavier Haller, Asher Wiseman, Nolan Schreckengoss. We've got Trevor Despinez is coming back out. He didn't play last year, but he's coming back out. He's an athletic kid that has picked up the game rather quick. Cannon Vold, we've got Kobe Harley. And that group of seniors is going to be big for us to help really push us. But then on top of that, we've got a nice strong core of underclassmen. We've got a good group of juniors that are going to be able to contribute, as well as a sophomore group. And then our freshman group, it's probably one of the largest groups we've ever had in the last several years coming in at one time, but not just number-wise, but talent. There's a lot of talent sitting there. So I'm just excited for what they're all going to do. They're going to push each other, and I guess we're going to find out how they all can come together through our coach's leadership and have a successful season.
What you would say your coaching philosophy is, Coach, is as an assistant coach with this program, now the head coach entering this year?
You know, I think my philosophy simply comes down to those relationships and then establishing our identity. What's our identity? What are teams going to know us for? What are we going to know ourselves as? And what is it that we want out of it? We're going to play a very, very high tempo, intense style of basketball, one that's going to push our own abilities, but in that sense is also going to push our opposing team's abilities. We're going to really focus on making every minute of every single game dreadful for the opponent, in a sense, is we're just going to hound them defensively, and we're going to push the ball on offense.
Final thoughts, Coach, is boys basketball practices coming up as you get ready for the season starting later on this month?
You know, just looking to get started, excited for Monday. Been spending a lot of time over the last, I'd say, couple months for sure, but really focused the last few weeks, really tightening up exactly how we want to approach our practices, what we want out of it, how we want it to structure. You know, I spend a lot of time, and I really think Coach Dan Hurley from UConn is an outstanding coach. And I watch a lot of videos and just some of the behind-the-scenes things that go on within his system and his practices. And it's that intensity, it's that passion, that drive that I think our coaching staff, myself and our two assistants, is going to really bring out in practice. So really honing practices down to be that intense passion, that motivated time to where we work hard, we get something done. And I think we're going to surprise a lot of people this year, truly, on what we're able to do and how good we really will be.
Well, Coach, thanks for the time here on our debut Boys Basketball Coach's Corner, and congrats on your new position as the head coach of West Fork Boys Basketball.
Thank you. I appreciate the time and looking forward to speaking to you as the season goes.
Once again, a big thanks to the new head coach of West Fork Boys Basketball, Abe Mask, for joining us here on the Coach's Corner. More is next.